The answer is God, penetrating and perfect truth.
The stubborn record.
Even in 100,000 years of Calvary, now we can see and feel it. We can remember and accept. I now commit the Buddha truth, one with myself.
Homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, to the Sangha. The day on which we do the memorial for our founder, Rev. Master G.U. Kennett, is always a very special day for us, for all who follow in her footsteps, both monastic and lay trainees. It's a day in which we remember her life and teaching, and the tremendous, we appreciate and value the tremendous treasury of teaching that she has bequeathed to us. It's also a time when we remember all of the Buddhas and ancestors and reflect on the merits of their training, their unselfish lives, and their great compassion and transmitting the teaching and practice to us. And so, it may be a little surprising when I say that, and all of this is just a bit beside the point. It's a bit beside the point because or perhaps I should say it's a bit beside the point if we're thinking that we're sitting in this meditation hall today and are in some way separate from those who have gone before us, and that we are in some way different from those who have gone before us. Perhaps I should say in some fundamental or basic way, different from those who have gone before us. The Buddha lived 2,500 years ago and died. Dogen lived and died almost 900 years ago now. Rev. Master G.U. Kennett died ...16 years ago. They were great teachers, great masters. We're just these ordinary people who live and suffer and do the best we can and sometimes get little glimpses of the light This is a common point of view, and a common point of view of very devout, deeply religious people. And it is a little out of harmony with the truth of things if one gets stuck with this point of view. It is true that our founder died and is no longer with us in physical form. Is this the whole truth about the life and the death of our founder? It's not by accident that Rumi Master Jiyu entitled her first book, Zen is Eternal Life. It was initially published under another name, many of us know, some of us know, but that's because the publisher was a little put off by the forthright, deeply religious meaning and wanted something that might be a little less off-putting to some people. But the original title, the title that was reissued, republished in when Shasta Abbey Press started up, is Zen is Eternal Life. I've told the story many times of how I was driving around doing business in Olympia on the day that Rumi Master Jiyu died. I didn't know that she was dying, but as I drove around that morning, I found myself having a kind of natural rising mantra going through my head. And what it was saying was, our true life is not diminished, not increased or diminished by birth and death. Our true life is not increased or diminished by birth and death. Later that day, I found the Rim Master had died. That which Rumi Master truly was and truly is did not die on that day in 1996. That which Shakyamuni Buddha truly was and truly is did not die 2,500 years ago. That which Dogen, great Master Dogen, truly was and truly is, did not die in 1253. Body and mind came to the inevitable end, inevitable in the sense that all that comes into being one day passes away. Came to their inevitable end. And their true life was neither increased nor diminished when this happened. Therefore, on this day in which we remember our founder, we most truly remember her when we remember that she was, is, and will be, and is never separate from us, even for an instant, even for a moment. That which she truly was, is, and will be, each of us truly was, is, and will be. Nothing we can say or do, nothing that we can think or feel, nothing that we can endure in life, nothing we can undergo or experience can increase or diminish what we truly are. And like it or not, we're stuck with this truth. It is the privilege, the opportunity, the duty of every trainee to realize this in their own experience. To realize the truth of their own, the reality, the truth of their own unborn and undying Buddha nature, which is the same as the unborn and undying Buddha nature of all existence and of all the Buddhas and ancestors and of our dearly beloved founder. As her disciples, at times we miss her, just on the human level. And as her disciples, we come to find her in our own heart. Do not be blinded by the external appearances of coming and going, birth and death, arriving and departing, gain and loss. This is just the surface of existence. There is no true refuge in the surface of existence. This is why we meditate, to take refuge in the infinite stillness, the infinite wisdom and compassion, the eternal stillness, wisdom, and compassion the so-called suchness or thusness of our own true nature. Words such as suchness and thusness translate the term tathāta, and there is no word that translates it. It is the very fact that it is. Above everything else, the very fact that it is. That we can take refuge in it, we can always return to it. We can hold fast to it. As she said, Rinpoche Master Jiyu said in 1976, whether I am well or sick, brightly alive or dying, hold fast to the Lord of the house. translation of the Denkaroku, Reverend Master expresses what I'm saying as perfectly as it can be expressed in human words. She's talking about the transmission between Shakyamuni Buddha and Makakasho, but think of it as our own relationship with her. It's the same thing. Do not yearn for 2,000 years ago. At the present time, if you practice the truth wholeheartedly, Makakasho will not enter Mount Kukutapada. He can come here. Therefore, the warm flesh of Shakyamuni is now and always here, and the smiling of Makakasho is now and always new. The very truth is now here eternally, beyond all ages. You are now at the Ryozen meeting and unchangeable. Do you not know the poem? Constantly I am at the Ryozen meeting throughout endless ages. Even should there be a great fire, my heart is always safe and calm and filled with angels. The truth of the Lord comes to us unchanged. If you are in a hurry to practice the truth, soon you can meet Buddha. In daily life, Shakyamuni was, is, and will be walking, stopping, sitting, lying down, talking, and seeing, by, in, through, and with you, and is not separate from you, even for a moment, being all of you. It couldn't be said better than that. We have not lost something when Reverend Master died. What she had, we still have. What she was, we are, and we have the capacity to realize it as she did. Do not think I'm only a layperson. I cannot live up to this. Do not think I'm not a very good monk. I cannot live up to this. Do not think. Do not deliberately try to figure it out. Just sit still within your own heart and appreciate what is there. If we do these things for some time, as Great Master Dogen wrote in the Rules for Meditation, we will become as herein described. Then the treasure house will open naturally, and we will know and enjoy it fully.
Homage to all the Buddhas in all worlds. Homage to all the Bodhisattvas.